Ever wonder what your life online reveals about you IRL in real life? Your Facebook posts, your Gmail, what do they reveal about who you are? That's the subject of this week's All Tech Considered. Your digital life leaves a trail social media companies are already following. So imagine if you could mine your own accounts for insights into your personality. NPR's Aarti Shahani tried to do just that.
I'm going to walk you through how I mined my own data and what it taught me about my career choices and my love life. Yep, really going there. If you ask Facebook or Google, hey, give me the take on me that you've got in house or that you share in different ways with advertisers, they're not going to give it to you. I did ask. They said, no, they don't have that kind of offering. But another company recently came on my radar that could kind of get at the same thing. IBM.
With Watson Analytics, you can instantly access and use...
Specifically, it's the Watson division. IBM took the most famous computer on Earth, the computer that won Jeopardy, and retooled it. Instead of answering trivia about the world, Watson is now parsing through people to give personal insights.
What are you waiting for? Just add your data and go.
Here's how it works. A few decades ago, linguists and psychologists had a hunch that the words you use, the number of active verbs in your sentences, the adjectives like lovely, sweet, angry, they reveal your personality. It turns out, says IBM analyst Rama Akiraju,
that unconsciously the choice of words that we make as we express ourselves truly does reflect who we are, and those things come out in some way or the other, no matter which medium.
The scientists went through the painstaking task of creating personality dictionaries, correlating words in English to five major characteristics. You can remember it as ocean. O for openness, C for conscientiousness, E for extroversion, A for agreeableness, and N for neuroticism. Ocean. IBM took those dictionaries, dropped them into Watson, and said, go apply that to people on Twitter, on Facebook, bloggers, to create a digital ground floor of personalities.
We took your Facebook posts.
Facebook has this little hidden option to download your entire profile. So I did and sent it over. Watson spit out my personality pie chart. Who I am according to what I post. It's 50 traits, each with a percentile score, kind of like the SAT, ranking you compared to others. I shared it with the human being who knows me best.
It was overwhelming. It was like, it's very colorful.
My big sister, Anjali Shahani, or Ange.
And there's a lot that jumps at you.
Ange and I parsed through the chart. On openness and adventurousness, I rank high. On modesty, I rank rock bottom. She agrees with all that.
If I had to give you numbers on a lot of these, it'd probably be close.
A few things she found to be wrong.
Truthfulness is kind of low, 18%.
Now, it is possible to be very different in different places, at home versus a cocktail party versus Facebook. And when I think about it, it is true that on Facebook, I talk about sad things, like in the news, much more than I do in person. And I almost never crack jokes there.
Right. So you're one of those people who don't put their best, their happy Facebook self forward. Your personality on Facebook is sadder.
On self-transcendence, meaning how much I show concern for the welfare of others, I rank in the middle.
I mean, it might have been way higher when you were in your early 20s, but I think time has probably kind of beaten that, kind of moderated you on that.
She hit a nerve. Before I became a tech reporter in Silicon Valley, I had an entire other life that was all about caring for others. I spent nearly a decade in prisons, trying to help immigrant families who were being deported. I look at this score and another from Watson, sympathy. It's my single highest score, 92nd percentile. And I ask my big sister, is there a glaring disconnect between what I've chosen to do and who I really am?
I just don't think you're thinking about it correctly.
Anjali points out the top three traits.
Those top three things: sympathetic, challenges authority, and is very intellectual. So, I mean, when you think about it, doesn't that make journalism a great career for you?
Watson doesn't answer that question, but it does give you a new tool to dig in. There's another tool as well, an emotions analyzer. Really, something to tell you not your personality, but the emotions you're conveying in a given moment. I decided to put some love letters into it, writing to and from my ex-boyfriend. I wrote to my ex-boyfriend when we were still together. This is something I wrote to him. And he wrote a response. And I brought a human expert into the mix, Fiacra Figgs O'Sullivan, a leading couples counselor in San Francisco. I want Figgs, as he's known, to read the emails and appraise Watson's take.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Let me see.
I fell for my ex through letters. Early on, we wrote to each other a ton. But soon after we got into a committed relationship, his expressiveness, it evaporated. I wanted to fix that. Figgs reads the letters, and then I ask him a question that's a bit of a setup. Are either or both of us angry?
No. You both actually do an amazing job, which is very commendable, at talking primarily about yourself.
Meaning we start sentences with I feel or I think, not with insults like you suck or you do this to me. So his read makes sense. IBM Watson, however, has a very different read.
Says that you're 100% angry?
Yeah.
Well,
it is true, Fig says, that we each gave hints of anger, disappointment, impatience. Those weren't the majority of lines, but it was there. Watson even locates the line, the specific line in my letter that has the most anger.
So let me have a look at this line. Where is this? So this is line two. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we properly written to each other, which is interesting, right? Because you even have the smiley face, right?
I thought the line sounded like, it's been a while, my love, since we've written properly. Watson seems to think it's more like I've got my finger tapping the table. It's been a while. Come on now. Watson also says I was off the charts cheerful, masking my anger with sweet words. I wonder if it would have been helpful to use a tool like Watson before hitting that send button. Figgs thinks it would have just helped me be manipulative or even prosecutorial.
You take your ex-boyfriend's email and you run it through and you show him. See? See? Even Watson says that you have a hard time sticking with things.
If you could download an app to see your digital personality, would you? Using Watson, I found myself sucked in. I got knots in my stomach, not unlike when you're sitting at the doctor's office. Difference is, doctors can presumably help if something's wrong. This analysis doesn't come with a clear prescription. Maybe that's why the internet companies collecting our data don't show it to us. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
That's all tech for this week, but there's always more on our blog. Go to npr.org/alltech, and we've got a little treat for you there. You can test your knowledge of some of the quirkier tech stories we aired this year. It's a quiz. Don't worry. It's multiple choice. Here's a sample question. What animal did scientists at Texas A&M University try to transform into a cyborg? A spider? A fly? An ant? Or a cockroach? Or this question, what punctuation in a text message have researchers found make you come off as insincere? Take the quiz, find the answers at npr.org/alltech.